Anchorage acting mayor Matt Klayman was among dozens of mayors from around the country who met with President Obama today at the White House. They talked about the massive economic stimulus package the president signed into law this week and how local governments can put the money to work. APRN's Libby Casey reports from Washington, D.C.
Acting Anchorage Mayor Matt Klayman says meeting with the president and vice president and five cabinet members put the stimulus package in a clearer light.
The reason why I came was because we learned a lot more about how to get these projects going quicker and get them into Anchorage in our case, but the other mayors obviously for their communities.
Members of the Conference of Mayors talked with the heads of departments, including energy and education, and got their feedback on how to draw stimulus dollars home. Outside the White House Friday, Klayman said he's optimistic Anchorage can turn around some recent losses, like a delay in putting more police officers on the street.
There's a COPS, or COPS, funding in the recovery package, and I spoke with the Attorney General about that. I'm fairly optimistic that we can get our application in quickly and maybe get that police academy going again before the end of the year.
Klayman also sees the stimulus giving a major boost to a methane recovery project at the Anchorage landfill, which has a $7 million price tag. Much of the stimulus money will go through states and flow to communities, mostly based on funding formulas already in place. But as Klayman explains, other monies can go straight to cities, boroughs, and villages through federal grants.
There's a certain percentages that go through the states, and then it gets distributed by various formulas. And then there's other funds that you apply for them, and you apply as a city as opposed to as a state. And so, for example, on one of the HUD funds, it's 25% is for grant applications direct to the federal government and not through the states. And so that means of the $4 billion, $1 billion will go to people who apply.
The state's biggest city may have been the only one from Alaska represented at the White House Friday, but it's certainly not the only Alaskan community preparing for the influx of stimulus dollars. Fairbanks Borough Mayor Jim Whitaker.
Fairbanks, which is about as far from the national political epicenter as we can be, is no different than any other community in that we take the stimulus package very seriously. We have had a team of people on it since it was first discussed, and now that there is a finished bill, we are seeking to compete for those funds that are available.
Whitaker says when it comes to dollars being funneled through the state, communities don't have a lot to do other than get ready. He's working with the state departments of transportation and education to make sure Fairbanks receives its part of the funds. But when it comes to the money communities must compete for directly from federal agencies, Whitaker says the race is already on.
The grants are being prepared as we speak. The collaborations between ourselves and others, that is to say the university, the school district, the Cold Climate Housing Research Center, the Alaska Railroad, and a host of others with whom we are working, those collaborations are in place.
Whitaker says Fairbanks wants to see money for surface transportation and renewable energy projects. Governor Sarah Palin has criticized the stimulus plan, saying she's concerned it will burden the state with new obligations. Palin says she'll look at the federal funds on a case-by-case basis. Mayor Whitaker and Mayor Klayman say they're not worried the governor might try to reject stimulus money, as some Republican governors have threatened to do. Whitaker says money flowing to communities should not be controversial.
The formula funds, it's my understanding, there are no strings attached to those, and therefore no logical reason why they would be objected to.
Whitaker says beyond that, the governor can do what she sees fit, and communities like Fairbanks will forge ahead to get federal grants.
We are not dependent upon a decision by the governor as to how we might move forward. We are doing what is in our best interest as a community, and the governor gets to make her own decisions with regard to any criteria that she thinks are appropriate.
The money will soon start flowing. For example, in less than 3 weeks, transportation funds will be distributed to states. Alaska is in line for $175 million for roads and bridges. The governor has a 45-day window to take action on the plan. In the meantime, mayors will keep hustling to decide how best to spend the money. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.